Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ. يا قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters in faith, listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. Let's recite the Quran. We were reciting Surah Al-Qasas and analyzing the rules of Tajweed in the verses of this surah. The last verse that we recited was verse 20 of this surah. And we're continuing the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Here within the studio, I have two honorable students, Brother Ahmed and Brother Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you very much. So we're going to start with Brother Mustafa. We're going to recite verse 21. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فخرج منها خائفا يترقب قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فخرج منها خائفا يترقب قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين.
Excellent, Mustafa. That was perfect almost. But remember, it's قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. The ba has a short vowel, not a long vowel. Even though the meaning is the رَبِّي, but the vowel is a short vowel.
قَالَ
رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين
فخرج منها خائفا يترقب قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين.
So he left it, fearful and anticipating apprehension. He said, My Lord, save me from the wrongdoing people.
Okay, now brother Ahmed.
وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنَ قَالَ عَسَى
وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنَ قَالَ عَسَى
قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل.
قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل.
Excellent. Okay. We have this thing in Quran recitation where the mudud have to be lengthened to the correct number of vowel counts. We have a mad tabi'i. Mad tabi'i, do you know what it is?
The normal mad?
The normal mads, yeah. The ones that don't have extra lengthening. Like asa, like qala. But then we have mudud that are, you know, they have extra lengthening. Like tilqa'a madiyana. Or رَبِّي أَيَّهْدِيَنِي. we have to lengthen the long vowels that have extra lengthening and do not lengthen too much the ones that don't have the extra lengthening, that are just natural, normal meds. So asa, you lengthened it. It should not be lengthened.
قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل.
قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل.
Exactly, mashallah. Okay, back to you, brother Mustafa.
Yes.
And after a while, I'm going to ask you guys to recite yourself without repeating after me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And when he directed himself toward Madian, he said, perhaps my Lord will guide me to the sound way.
Okay, so
وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةَ
وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةَ
وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسقون.
وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسقون.
ووجد من دونهم امرأتين تذودان.
ووجد من دونهم امرتين تزودان.
Yeah, this is a little bit difficult. It's like a tongue twister. ووجد من. Okay, من دونهم here. What do we have? Which rule of nun ساكنة do we have here?
We have غنة.
No, I know we have غنة. What's the rule of the nun ساكنة?
It's, I think, إخفاء.
إخفاء, exactly. So, the sound of dal has to be hinted. It's like you're about to pronounce dal, but you're not pronouncing it. Mm-hmm. The tongue is close to the place of articulation of dal.
وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ
وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ.
Excellent. Very good.
قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا
قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا
قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا
قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا
قَالَتَا لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يصدر الرعاء.
قالت لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء.
قالت
التاء has ألف المد.
قالت لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء.
قالتا لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء.
رعاء.
الرعاء.
وأبونا شيخ كبير.
وأبونا شيخ كبير.
Okay, so in this part of the story of Prophet Musa عليه السلام, we have the how someone. Someone came from the outskirts of the city and told Prophet Musa to leave the city because the people, the elites of the people of Pharaoh, want to kill him since he has killed one of the Egyptians. And so Prophet Musa, he escaped the city while he was, he was very afraid of what was going to happen فخرج منها خائفا يترقب. He was fearful. قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين. And he prayed to Allah that he rescues him. He saves him from the wrongdoing Lot. And then he reaches a place that is called Midian. In English, Midian is translated as Midian. And he saw a group of people who would water their flocks, their sheep. And then he also saw two women who would sit aside, who would sit in the shade, and they would wait for the other people to water their flocks so that they would, after they had finished watering their flocks, they would go and water their flocks. And so Prophet Musa alayhi salam approached these two women and said, "Ma khatabakuma? What is it? What is the matter?" And they said that we do not water the flocks until the other people have watered their flocks. And our father is a very old man. This is the part of the story that we reached. Who was their father? The prophet. Their father was Prophet?
Yes, Prophet Shuaib.
It was Prophet Shuaib, exactly. So the next verse is about how Prophet Musa is going to help those two women water their flocks.
وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ وَوَجَدَ مِنْ دونهم امرأتين تذودان قال ما خطبكما قالتا لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء وأبونا شيخ كبير.
And when he came to the well of Madian, he found there a crowd of people watering their flocks. And he found aside from them two women driving back their flocks. He said, "What is your circumstance?" They said, "We do not water until the shepherds dispatch their flocks, and our father is an old man."
Okay, I want both of you to do it at the same time, okay?
Sure.
فسقى لهما ثم تولى إلى الظل
فسقى لهما ثم تولى إلى الظل
فقال رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير
فقال ربي إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير.
So Prophet Musa, he watered their flocks and then he went back to the shade. ثم تولى إلى الظل. And then here he got a little depressed and he said, "My Lord, indeed, I am for whatever good you would send down to me in need. I am needy. I really need whatever good that can come to me from you." Okay.
فَسَقَى لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٌ.
So he watered their flocks for them. Then he went back to the shade and said, "My Lord, indeed I am for whatever good you would send down to me in need."
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن